and a community connection on 1400, brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors, focusing on the children's musical theater production of Annie coming up later this month. And I have a couple of folks in. I'm going to start off with Cindy Boudreau, co-producer for the production. And Cindy, I'm going to point that mic just a little bit more at you so I get better pickup. Annie, fun production. How long have you been involved with CMT?
Well, this is my eighth year, but this is my very first year producing with Tracy Coggle, and we're really excited to bring Annie to the Bartlesville area.
It's a fun show, isn't it?
It is a great show.
It's, of course, drawn right out of the comic books. We all, or the comic strips and the Sunday funnies, we all read them growing up, and it's a classic story, but told very well with some excellent music.
Exactly.
And so just what made you decide to step forward to a little bit more of a leadership role as co-producer?
Well, I've loved being involved in children's musical theater. My son, when he was in second grade about 8 years ago, he decided to audition for Music Man. And I fell in love being backstage with him in the dressing rooms and just have decided that this is my year to step up and be a part of the entire process and see the big picture.
It is a big picture. And I think the audience members who have never been involved in a production don't realize how much of the, I want to make the analogy of that iceberg, how much of it is under the surface, behind the scenes, above the stage, out in front, just so many more things than just the actors or actors or actresses, or for that matter, the musicians down in front in the pit.
Thousands of hours are spent behind the scenes building sets, painting those sets. We have a fabulous artistic designer who's professional, who's come in to paint and design our sets. We have wonderful costumes that are handmade for each and every character. They're just fabulous to see those come together. But all of those things take place before we ever get over to the rehearsals. We've been rehearsing at the Bartlesville High School for the last 4 weeks. We've brought in an excellent artistic staff from around the country and brought together 66 great cast members, and they've been working for 4 weeks there at the high school, getting ready to move it over to the community center for our final week of practice.
And I don't care, even though I know the dimensions are virtually identical, the acoustics are pretty close, just because you're used to that board on that particular stage and you moved, that first rehearsal or two in the new facility is just a little bit different, isn't it?
It is a little bit different, but the excitement that comes with it as we start seeing the set pieces arrive on stage, that adrenaline will carry us through that whole week, even though we're there many late hours getting used to the stage and the acoustics there.
Yeah, it is. You told me before we went on the air, you've got a little bit of a different ticket plan, kind of helping families, I think, with a ticket bundle, right?
We do. This year at the Bartlesville Community Center box office, if you go there to purchase your tickets, families can bundle their tickets and get two children and two adults for $64, or you can get four adult tickets for $84, and that will save you about $12 than if you do it at the Bartlesville box office instead of online.
And I think that gets you in the door a little bit. You get to, you know, kind of poke around the corner and look at the seating chart a little bit differently than if you're looking at the website. Even though it's the same representation, it just, I think, gives you a little bit better picture of what's really going on.
Absolutely, and that personal connection, they can help you pick out just the right seat for you.
Yeah, and some folks are, I'll say there's not a bad seat in the house, but sometimes row D is too far forward for somebody, and somebody else right behind you is not far forward enough, so you really get to get the seat you're looking for.
Exactly. The Bartlesville Community Center is a great facility to go and listen to this show.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity. I think like most of the shows from CMT, I recommend coming opening night. You get, for all kinds of reasons, having been in community theater for a number of years, you get the show exactly the way it was rehearsed. After that, any actor, I don't care how amateur or how professional you are, you know that when I say this next line, there's going to be a laugh, and you adjust for it a little bit, and that's good too. But by the same token, you get it just the way the director and everybody wanted it on opening performance. So come opening night.
Opening night is a lot of fun. It's also my favorite performance, but closing night is a fun one to go to, too, because it's our very last show, and actors put their very best into the very last show.
Absolutely. As an actor and also as a theater techie, that closing show, to me, it's always something special.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that means you got to get two sets of tickets, right?
I agree. Opening night and closing night. And then you might as well come on Friday and Saturday just to see if there's any little changes that that the actors adjust to the audience.
Friday and Saturday night audiences for any show are the best audiences. And from an actor's point of view, that's the one you want in front of you, because they're going to laugh a little bit longer. They're going to applaud a little bit longer, a little bit louder, just because they've had the opportunity. They didn't go to work on that Saturday their day has been free. They've had all day to be ready to go see the show.
Exactly. And our Thursday and Friday are evening shows at 7:30. Saturday and Sunday are at 3 o'clock. So they're our matinee shows for families.
Okay. So an opportunity for you to go see the show. So that means 3 out of the 4 performances you've already got tickets for. Let's just come to the 4th one and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, sounds like a good idea. As a co-producer, any show, there are certain things that stand out through the rehearsal process, through the audition process. Sometimes somebody will step forward. This is only their second year in CMT, but all of a sudden, their light's really starting to shine. And then also as an opportunity as you go through the process to see people who have been with the process from as early as they were eligible, and this is going to be their last year, you see that the progress that they've made too.
Absolutely. We have 66 cast members, and it's been fun to watch them really gel and get together as a cast. This is a fun cast, and they've just really become one big family this year.
Okay. What makes this one? Is it the show that they're working on that helped them out, or just the right chemistry for the right group of people?
Well, this is the first time that we've brought in this director, Kathy Pingle, and she's really had an emphasis on focusing on a family and the family idea that Annie has throughout this show. Mm-hmm. And she's brought the cast members together as a family, and I think that has made a big difference.
And I think it helps the cast probably have a little more fun.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a short break and bring in one of the cast members and give you a little bit of the sights and sounds and, if you will, the smells of the show when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we, God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And again, so far we've been talking with Cindy Boudreau. She is co-producer for the CMT production of Annie, coming up on the 20th through the 23rd at the Bartlesville Community Center. We'll get back to her, finish up the interview with a little bit more information, and review some of the ticket plans for you. But Lane Kabler, nice to come. Thanks for coming in this morning, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And you are portraying Daddy Warbucks, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk just a little bit about your previous experiences. What other roles have you had with CMT?
Well, last year during Beauty and the Beast, I played Lumiere. And then a few years ago during Willy Wonka, I was Gustus Gloop. And then I've had a multitude of chorus roles during that time.
A couple of comic roles, really, earlier. This is a little bit of a stretch for you, maybe. Does you see Daddy Warbucks differently?
He's definitely a lot different than any other character I've portrayed. He's so much more serious and has so much really more substance to him. Because mm-hmm. you really see a change in him from gruff and straightforward to someone that's really genuine and loving and just wanting a family himself.
And by the way, for those that don't get to see your face, you've got the Daddy Warbucks haircut going on.
Oh, yeah. Shaving my head was definitely an experience.
Let me put me inside your head the first time that those clippers came at your head. How long was your hair pre-shaved?
Well, it was pretty long. It was probably about 5-6 inches.
Okay.
Pretty long hair. And so definitely getting used to it, just seeing how pale my scalp was, and then, first of all, seeing my scalp for really the first time in my life was definitely an experience.
Yeah, that's for sure. You mentioned the comment that you kind of have to stay with the trim pretty close, or else you get the equivalent of a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, basically, because I'll shave it like Thursday night. By the next morning, it's already looking like I got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Well, that's something that you'll have to deal with for the rest of your life, but not on top of your head.
Yeah.
Fun times so far in rehearsal. I don't care what show you're working on, from the most serious to the most comic. There's always those situations that you say, you know, 20 years from now, I'm going to remember this situation from rehearsal. What happened so far?
Well, I really, just as Cindy was saying, just we've so much gelled as a cast. And like yesterday, we were doing warm-ups, and we're doing some games focusing on creativity and just working together. So they had us get into groups of six, where you had children from, like she said, 7 to 17, just melding together. And basically, we were like creating this animal out of all of us together. And it was just amazing to see how we can work together and mesh, because we all come from different backgrounds, but we all have that same passion to perform and to just meld together and put on the best show that we can.
Musical theater is a combination of so many different skills. It's everything the traditional actor skill, as far as just you could have been doing, I don't care, The Odd Couple or any straight play. You have to learn the lines, you have to learn the blocking. Comic timing sometimes is important, and also when they deliver that serious line. But you've also got all the musical onstage skills. You have to be able to sing and, depending on the role, dance at least a little bit.
Oh, yes, definitely. Because, I mean, my first year for CMT, I had always loved to sing. I'd done, like, some church choir stuff when I was little, but I'd never done any dancing. And really being in CMT and seeing the dancing that was so important and vital to a show, that's what really got me into taking dance classes, was to further my performance level and just the abilities that I would have.
What's the most fun part of all those skills for you? What do you enjoy the most?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. I've always loved singing. It's really just, it's something that, it's a completely different experience than anything else you'll ever do.
Yeah, and you've got an opportunity. Daddy Warbucks has a couple of good songs.
Oh, yes. He's definitely a major singing role, so.
As a matter of fact, I think you brought some music along, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Walk me up to this show, because not everybody knows the plot. Not everybody knows the songs from even the most familiar shows. So set the stage for me, and then we'll start your musical accompaniment.
So Daddy Warbucks is basically a very gruff, stern businessman. He kind of lives by himself. He's ruthless. And then this little orphan kind of appears into his life, and he wants to adopt her, but then he kind of takes a step back and he says, wait, why should I change this about my life? And then it really kind of, it's him questioning himself, but also then he realizes, and he just falls in love with this little orphan and is able to take her in and become her family.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Why Change a Thing.
Okay, well, if just turn up the radio a little bit if you're in your car, and enjoy Why Change a Thing from the CMT production of Annie, coming up next week.
Life's overflowing, why should I change a thing? Love how it's going, got the world on that string. Why disturb the peace? Why not let things be? Why risk getting close? Close just isn't me. I'd say I'm happy. Why am I tempting fate? Who needs more happy? Anyway, it's too late. Who needs a clatter? Change a blessed. Then what do I know about children? Except they usually come small. They read but not the Wall Street Journal. They write with crayons on the wall. Does one have breakfast with them often? Take them to movies and to schools. Why don't you get some clear instructions? Like when you buy a set of tools. Then what
do I know about children? Could they just possibly be fun? I think the thing that's most disturbing, I don't remember being one. Why should I change a thing? Got the world on that string. Why disturb the peace? Why not let things be?
Can't hear them because they're out there listening to their radio, but you're getting a nice round of applause on that one. Thank you very much. That was excellent. And you're normally standing when you sing that, which changes your breathing, right?
Oh, definitely.
Tell me about some of the other cast members. I have at least a minute or so. We can talk about Annie and some of the other close characters in the cast.
Well, Annie this year is portrayed by Camille Gerard. I've actually had the privilege of knowing her since she was born, so we kind of had chemistry right off the bat together during this role, and it's just been awesome to get to work with someone, not only that I've known for such a long time, but getting to know them in such a new way.
Mm-hmm. And let's get at least a couple more in there.
Miss Hannigan this year is actually portrayed by Camille Gerard's older sister, Cassidy.
Okay.
So that's been hilarious to see that chemistry, because you can really tell that Cassidy's really enjoying this role just a little bit.
Okay. The rehearsal process, again, moving to the community center stage, again, the two auditoriums are not that different, but again, it's a different room. The floor texture is a little bit different. All the little things that you notice on those first couple of rehearsals, and of course, you got that orchestra in the pit.
I know, just like last night, we had a kind of orchestra rehearsal with some of the solos and like duets and trios. And first of all, singing with an orchestra is just such a privilege that CMT has been able to provide such a live orchestra that's professional and just so well trained. And it's just such a different experience singing with an orchestra. And then also just being in that space, it's a world-class stage, and it's just phenomenal to be able to perform on there, because you just feel it just... it's just a feeling you can't even describe.
Okay. Well, Mr. Kabler, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Break a leg. I know you're going to have wowed the audience. And by the way, there's that little girl in there, too, somewhere along the line. So go see Annie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, Cindy, for those that missed the opening part of the interview, I want to mention some of the ticket pricing you've got, because people need to buy their tickets now.
You're right. The show is July 20th through the 23rd. If you go directly to the Community Center box office, you can do our bundling option this year. Families can get up to 2 adults and 2 kids for $64, or 4 adults for $84, and that's a $12 savings. You can also purchase tickets online, but that bundling option is not there.
Okay. And of course, you do have the convenience of buying from your home, from your phone, for however you buy the ticket. So there is that, but why not stop in and take advantage of that price savings?
Absolutely, and you can pick out your seats right there with a personal guide.
Yep. And we talked a little bit about the performance times. You've got a couple of matinees, a couple of evening performances as well.
Thursday and Friday are at the evening at 7:30, and Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so particularly for family performances, those afternoon performances are nice, but I'll also say there's something nice about coming out of the community center to a dark evening and a little bit better temperatures, too.
We hope to have a full house opening night.
Okay. And what time does the performance start?
7:30 Thursday night, Thursday, July 20th.
Okay. And again, stop by and get your tickets at the Bartlesville Community Center. You will enjoy the production regardless of where you sit or what time or how many times you go. But CMT, trust them. They're going to give you a quality performance every time you go.
We'll see you all there.
Okay, thank you very much. That's our Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, and had the opportunity to talk to and hear Lane Kabler and also Cindy Boudreau. CMT coming up next week, July 20th through the 23rd at the Bartlesville Community Center. News is next.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. DHS Director Ed Lake has announced another